Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So Alzheimer's disease is a real fear for many aging Americans. There's good news, though, and I want to talk about that. There's a lot of what I call non-traditional research going on that is uncovering the underlying mechanisms of Alzheimer's dementia and really a lot of neurodegenerative disorders in general. And what I want to do is I want to look at five of these in this segment, and I want to provide ways that you can counterbalance or counteract these mechanisms. And I do believe if you do these things, this is one of the best ways you're going to be able to prevent Alzheimer's disease. The first one is oxidative stress. The research is clearly showing that oxidative stress is one of the driving mechanisms behind Alzheimer's dementia. Oxidative stress, now remember, that's the buildup of free radicals over time. Well, what's a free radical? A free radical is a molecule or compound, a molecule that has an extra unpaired electron in it. It's called a free radical. And that, anytime you have a molecule with an extra electron floating around, boy, that molecule is extremely reactive. It doesn't want to have that extra electron. It's going to do whatever it can to get rid of it. So free radicals are highly reactive in terms of chemistry. And when you build these free radicals up over time in your brain, that's called oxidative stress. That has been clearly linked to Alzheimer's disease. Where these free radicals come from? Our environment. Toxins. As a matter of fact, most Alzheimer's cases in the world occur in industrialized countries. Why? Because we have a lot of industrialized chemicals and toxins raising oxidative stress. So we need to, number one, reduce brain oxidative stress. That means you need to take antioxidants that can actually get into the brain. The first one that is so important is actually a hormone. It's called pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is a hormone that goes into the brain and is a strong antioxidant. About 50 milligrams a day of pregnenolone will get into the brain and help you out there. Now, you need to do a blood test because it is a hormone, so we want to make sure you do the right dose. So I do suggest a pregnenolone blood test. Based on your level, your doctor can make the suggested dose for you. But for most people, it's around 50 milligrams a day. Second is curcumin from turmeric spice. Curcumin is a antioxidant, very powerful. It does cross into the brain. It's called the blood-brain barrier. It comes through that barrier and will also reduce oxidative stress. Number three are what I call pigmented antioxidants. These are the antioxidants that are traditionally used for eye care, like lutein, vitamin A and the carotenes. Those are all pigmented antioxidants. They actually get into the brain and can reduce oxidative stress in the brain as well. So we need to rev up brain antioxidants, pregnenolone, curcumin, and the pigmented antioxidants like lutein or any of the natural vitamin A's. The second mechanism of Alzheimer's disease is mitochondrial dysfunction. Now, mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. Mitochondria is where all the energy is made for the cell. When the mitochondria begin to dysfunction, all cells, whether it's in your brain or not, have a problem functioning. And there's a link now between Alzheimer's and the loss of the mitochondria. So we need to preserve mitochondrial function, we need to enhance the function of mitochondria, and we need to make more mitochondria. The best way to preserve mitochondria is an antioxidant called lipoic acid. The best way to enhance mitochondria function is CoQ10, specifically a form called ubiquinol CoQ10. The third thing, we want to make new mitochondria, and I've talked about this before on past shows, that's PQQ, pyroloquinoline quinone. So we have lipoic acid, about 200 milligrams a day to protect mitochondria, CoQ10, about 200 milligrams to enhance the mitochondria, and then PQQ, about 20 milligrams a day to make brand new ones. Very important if you want to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Number three, believe it or not, there's research showing that Alzheimer's might be a new type of diabetes. So you have type 1 diabetes where you don't, your pancreas doesn't make insulin. Usually happens in kids. You have type 2 diabetes, which happens usually in adults, and that is you make plenty of insulin, but the body becomes resistant to it. It's called insulin resistant. Well, type 3 diabetes is simply where there's like a loss of insulin in the brain. We have now shown in Alzheimer's patients that in the frontal lobe of the brain, where a lot of your cognition and your memory and your thought process occurs, which really affects Alzheimer's patients, there's hardly any insulin. So type 3 diabetes is a loss of insulin in parts of the brain that really affect Alzheimer's patients. So we need to do things to rev up insulin in our bodies. You can do things like, again, lipoic acid. I already mentioned that for the mitochondria. Lipoic acid is great for your insulin. Green tea extract, very good for insulin. And pretty soon, I'm hoping maybe end of this year, early 2015, we should have available insulin nasal sprays. You can spray right up in your nose. That insulin will get into the brain. It'll lift up the insulin levels in the brain, and it'll manage the sugar better for those brain cells. So that's type 3 diabetes. Yeah, could be a cause of Alzheimer's. Number 4 is infection. It turns out that there is a type of bacteria called a spirochete. It's the same bacteria, by the way, that causes Lyme disease. This spirochete is in Alzheimer's patients. One study showed about 90% of all the Alzheimer's patients had the spirochetes in their nasal passages, their sinuses, in their upper respiratory tract. And when they compared that to control groups who didn't have Alzheimer's, the spirochetes were completely absent. As a matter of fact, the statistics were so compelling that the researchers believe this is not just an association, that spirochetes are associated with Alzheimer's, that this is actually cause and effect, that the spirochete infection could be the beginning of the oxidative stress, of the mitochondria dysfunction, of the loss of insulin. Infection with spirochetes might be the triggering factor in Alzheimer's dementia. The researchers concluded that we need to, especially early on in Alzheimer's, if we're suspecting it as doctors, we need to be treating potentially these spirochetes with antibiotics. The fifth thing, the fifth mechanism of Alzheimer's is inflammation. When you put oxidative stress together, mitochondrial dysfunction, low insulin, type 3 diabetes, infection, you put that all together, it all raises brain inflammation. That's not a good thing. As a matter of fact, there's one inflammatory marker called TNF-alpha that seems to go real high in Alzheimer's patients. It is a sign that there's a lot of brain inflammation. As a matter of fact, a drug used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, which is a tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor, it's called Enbrel, can directly lower TNF levels, lower brain inflammation, and Alzheimer's patients improved on cognitive scores by up to 22%. Now, Enbrel is a drug. What can you do to lower brain inflammation just as a preventative measure? Your omega-3 oils, extremely important. 2 to 4 grams a day of the omega-3 oils are extremely important for easing brain inflammation. Other things could be black cumin seed oil, very important for easing brain inflammation. I even like some of the mushroom extracts. There's evidence that they can bring down inflammation in the brain, specifically reishi mushroom. So there you go. Lower oxidative stress, improve the mitochondria, get the insulin levels up in the brain, fight those spirochetes, and lower brain inflammation. Those are definite steps towards preventing Alzheimer's dementia. We need to talk about this more in conventional medicine. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.